with the Troy Bookmakers. With me today, I have Ed Charette, author of Wings of Fortune. Ed, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about flying, of course, but I hear that probably one of your more interesting stories is about self-publishing. It's been 4 years, from what I understand, that you've had this book in print, and I'd love to hear...
Great, thank you. Thank you for having me. First of all, when I first started writing the book...
Well, tell us a little bit. The book is Wings of Fortune. It's about your early years as a young pilot learning to fly.
I started out at 16 years old, I took my first flying lesson.
Okay.
The book takes you from the very first lesson up through all the stages of different licenses and ratings I obtained to the point where I finished my career flying as a captain in a Learjet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So what will happen is I've written the book in the first person. The object was that I wanted the reader to feel as though they're sitting in the airplane. They're part of the book. And so I tried to be very descriptive. I wanted something to be a very easy read. Beyond that, I thought, I wanted to leave something for my family and my close friends as to what I did. Basically, flying was my first career. And I started writing this, and I had gone to professional publishing companies. One company wanted $20,000 to print it. And I was thinking to myself, this is no work. And a friend of mine happened to tell me about the Troy Bookmaker. So I called Melissa, and I sat down with her, and she told me about self-publishing and explained it to me. And 9 months later, the first book came out. And I was quite happy. It's quite a thrill to hold that first book in your hand because this is something that you've started from scratch and you've created.
Sure.
And after I noticed that a few stores had sold copies of the book, I talked to Melissa. She says, why don't you do a book signing? No idea what a book signing was all about. So I said, let's go for it. So we went over to Stuyvesant Plaza. I was given an hour on a Sunday afternoon. Now, the book came out the end of June 07. This was December 07, just before the Christmas holiday. I had sent out some cards to people, friends, and family that I had known. And at this book signing, what was interesting is that the widow of the man who first ran the first airport I flew at showed up for the book signing.
Wow.
So what happened is at the end of the hour, 11 copies of the book were sold. By that next day, the end of Sunday, 22 copies were sold. And I says, maybe I've got something here and I don't know about. So I'll just try to be brief. But from there, we did several more book signings. And one afternoon, I was stopped over at my mother's house and she showed me this cardboard box with these old Super 8 millimeter movies in it. You can't view them anymore because nobody makes a projector. And one of them was about Ed's first solo. I took some pictures, had it transferred to a DVD. I took some pictures. I sent them to Melissa. I says, Melissa, what do you think? Hence the new cover. That cover is, I was 16 years old. I had just finished my first solo and my instructor's congratulating me. Now, while that's going on, I'm also talking to trade magazines. There is a trade magazine called General Aviation News, which they put an article there about my book. At that point, the book officially went nationwide.
And so this was how long ago? About two?
This was about three.
3 years ago? Okay.
Now, while this is going on, I'm getting newspaper articles, the local newspapers, which turned out very well. And at one point, I happened to get in contact with two film production companies. One was in California and one was in Toronto. As it stands right now, both companies have asked for copies of the book to be put in their library for possible future reference. Now, there's no guarantee anything would happen to
it. Sure, sure.
But I never thought it would go that far.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's what so many people come in and sort of have this fantasy of success.
And I am just...
It's unusual. And when it happens, it's like, wow.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not done yet. So I'm having a few more book signings, and I was asked by some of the local historical societies to stop by and give a personal appearance. And one of them was over at the town of Postenkill because there's several chapters near about Posting.
Okay.
And a lot of the pilots that I trained over there through RPI, Navy ROTC, had gone on to become Navy pilots and airline pilots.
Okay.
So this little airport in Postenkill is known worldwide.
I see.
Postenkill, they got one blinker light. Who's going to show up? I was almost beside myself. There was 41 seats with standing room only.
Wow.
That night, 29 copies of the book were sold. So I figured, well, this is really interesting. And this man walked up to me, who I hadn't seen in 25 years. He was one of my students, who, by the way, is in the book. Said, I'm with the Albany County Library Association, would you do a presentation over there? The following June, I did just that. And I figured what would take about a half hour, an hour and a half later, I'm still signing books. And this woman comes up, and she sounded very knowledgeable about aviation history. And I get talking to her, and it took me by surprise that she told me in her family tree she was a descendant of the Wright brothers. What are the chances of a guy like me in Albany, New York, meeting someone like that?
You know, obviously, from the people that you were working with through your years, their families, the interest, but then it almost seems to ripple out in a way that you didn't anticipate or even comprehend was there.
No, I had no idea. And the next step that happens is I get an email from none other than Singapore, from the sub-editor of Reader's Digest, Discovery Magazine, who asked for a copy of the book. Now, I'm really ecstatic. Now, I've been invited to the dance. I may not be asked to dance, but the fact that it's gone that far. And I sat down one night, and I found out that as of the month of July, the book is all over the continental United States. This copy's in Canada, Puerto Rico. It's gone to Germany. A copy found its way to Austria, and people are trying to find out where they can get copies of the book.
Now it's in this book has wings.
Yeah, and now it's in Singapore, and the book, I can honestly say right now, the book has gone around the world.
Wow. Now, what's the fascination? Is it? Do you find that older people want to relive some of the, the earlier days of aviation, or is it, people that are flying now that are curious about an age that they weren't a part of, or who's picking it up?
It's yes to both of those questions.
Okay.
And it's amazing that young and old. I've had at book signings, I've had young fellows come up and say, "How do I learn how to fly?" I says, "You can start by reading the book." And people who just have a fascination with aviation.
Now, what kind of plane did you first learn to fly in? What is this on the cover?
That is actually what's called a Piper Cub. It's a Piper J3 Cub.
Okay, and are those still in use? Do they use them to train pilots in?
Yes, in fact, there's one I saw down at Kleinkill June, and I think it had been completely rebuilt. And when I started to fly in 1959, you could have bought one of those airplanes for $1,200. Today, they're worth about $40,000.
Okay, and then how many hours did you have to put in before you were licensed?
I soloed at about 8.5 hours. I got my private license at about 65, 70 hours. I have read quite the story.
So this book really sounds like it's touched a lot of lives.
The only advice I can give, I'll just tell you what happened with me, is that I was so excited about the book, I just told everybody about it. Magazines, newspapers, anybody who would listen, and just have a blast with it.
Oh, that's great. It sounds like your enthusiasm has really come through in your book, and we're so happy that it's been successful for you. I liked hearing your stories about this, and I appreciate the time you spent today telling me about it.
Well, thank you for having me.